My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin asked Joe Curries, a.k.a. Dick Eldorado scammer Mavis Mills, about the new guy in her life. Is Joe jealous? Listen and enjoy.
Where we last left off with Mavis, of course, that's Dick Eldorado's ex, or current, who the hell knows at this point. Mavis, who's friends with my Belinda, Mavis was asking me for advice on a new guy, and her and I were getting along famously, and Joe, a.k.a. Dick Eldorado, whichever one it was getting a little bit jealous.
Yes, he was.
After Mavis had called me a murderer and a wizard, we were now bosom buddies, and Joe did not like that at all.
No!
Joe prefers me as a wizard.
I do get a little jealous, a little bit.
I know.
A little bit, because you get into the character. See, it's like an actor. You get into a character, and plus, like I said, I'm starting to get into the Dick Eldorado stuff for the iHeart shows, so it's not like this year, I'm listening to all the new stuff when the relationship was budding, and I hear him. I was talking about. I was like, come on, man.
Yeah, that's a chick, man.
That was nonsense, you know.
All right, March 14th, 2013. So we're talking. She's talking about her man, Adrian, the guy that she's like. Should she visit him and everything?
Mm-hmm.
I go. Has Adrian made plans to visit you?
Adrian.
Hey, yo, Adrian.
The guy.
She goes. Mavis goes. He'll buy a ticket when he gets some money. I go. Okay, what does he do for a job? Then she goes, I has buy ticket. I go, I don't understand. You were going to buy his ticket? She goes, she means he has to buy the ticket. I go, okay, what does he do for work? Equipment operator. That's nice and vague.
Really? Not like selling cars?
Settle down, Dick.
I say that a lot.
I go, cool. She asks me if that work earns a lot of money. I go, no idea. Does that matter to you? She goes, what to know if he can afford the ticket? I go, what type of equipment? Do you think he's just saying he will get a ticket but does not mean it? Mavis says she doesn't know. I go, well, if he comes here, I would not meet him alone for the first time if he comes there. And I'm actually trying to give her, like, real advice now.
Yeah.
Trying to help my little scammer friends.
Mm.
She goes, okay. I go, I just worried about you as well. I don't want anybody to die, okay? She goes, I know that. Well, maybe one person. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. She has dogs. Anyway, I go, cool.
Poor dog.
Yeah. Well, the dogs need a home.
But you're talking about me. I'm like, I'm doing everything I can.
Mavis goes, thanks. Mavis goes, thanks for being there for me. I go, welcome, a murderer with a heart. Smiley face.
Did you say that?
Yes. She laughs. I go, when I look on your Facebook page, I do not see your friends. How do you do that? And at the time, I didn't know how you could hide friends.
Oh.
She goes, I think my brother did it. I go, oh. Never seen that before. I think I would, but I hadn't. She goes, okay. I go, how come you do not date men from Ghana? She goes, just waiting for the right man. I go, isn't that easier to find in Ghana than the internet? She goes, don't know. I go, have you dated Ghanaian men? Sure, he's whispering sweet nothings in my ear right now. She goes, yes. I go, do you like Ghanaian men? She goes, yes, I guess. I go, is it hard for a single mom to date in Ghana? She goes, not really. Really? I go, I guess I was mistaken. She goes, I guess you were. I go, from what I was told, in a lot of African cultures, the men do not want to be with single moms. She goes, that's misinformation. That's what I've been told. Okay, but why are there so many women like yourself and Belinda looking for Westerners? She goes, why do you say there's so many? I go, I've done research. Just please help me understand. Belinda said she was looking for somebody to take care of her. I do not know if you've seen her, but she's a pretty girl. If it is as you say, why would she be on the internet looking for somebody? She goes, well, I don't know. I'm just looking for a man. That's it. I go, I know, and I'm just trying to make sense of it all. I go, I mean, you're both pretty girls who are seemingly smart. Why go through all the trouble of looking for love on Facebook where you could be reported falsely? She goes, is there something wrong with that? I go, no. It is hard. It is dangerous. The people you find live nowhere near you. Wouldn't it just be easier to meet men in the community? I mean, clearly you were both afraid of what you might encounter on the internet, which is why you did not use your real profiles.
Yeah.
She goes, it is easier, but I guess you can also make friends, so it's worth it. I go,
makes no sense.
No, I know. We're finding a lot of Ghanaians that don't make sense. Kevin seems to be the only one that does.
Yeah, really.
When you focus on the money, you have a very clear vision.
Yes, all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I go, I guess, maybe I'm confused because Belinda said she wanted somebody to take care of her. If it is as you say, she would have done better in Ghana, as nobody has sent her any money to my knowledge. She goes, okay. I go, what okay? I go, have people sent her money? She goes, I don't think so. I go, I know she asked. Heck, she asked me for a computer right when she started talking to me. There's like no lube. It's plowing right in.
No.
Remember that?
Yes.
I had to get it at Malmart.
That cracked me up. Malmart.
Malmart.
Where bad intentions come to God. She goes, what do you think about that? I go, what do I think about what? She asking for a computer. I go, after knowing me for a couple days, I thought it was strange. What would you think if you were in my position? Now, here looking back, I realize perhaps they are learning from me at the step. What do you think about asking for a computer? If I would have said, oh, it's completely normal, I would have done a better job of keeping my cards close to the vest and not helping them learn from me. So I think in retrospect, looking back, I screwed that one up.
Yeah.
She says, oh, it's perfectly normal. Why wouldn't she ask for a computer from a complete
stranger? Right away.
I think I screwed up there. Then I go, what would you think if you were in my position? She goes, it's strange. I go, glad it was not just me who thinks so. I go, if somebody did that to you, what would you have done? She goes, maybe she really wanted it. I go, I'm sure she did, but it is kind of weird to ask somebody you just met.
Wait a second, it just hit me. I'm like, because she really wanted it, I want $1,000.
Yeah.
I really want it.
Hold on, let me go upstairs.
Look, the juju is strong within me.
The only time that you go to somebody that you meet for the first time and ask him money is the bank.
Yeah,
or
prostitute.
Something.
Or John.
That's true, that's true.
Yeah.
Give me $1,000.
So my response is, I'm sure she did one. I go, I want my new car. Will you give me one? She goes, is your car old? I go, I have four of them. And at the time, I did. My cars are fine, but you can buy me a car if you would like. Smiley face. She goes, okay, I will one day. See you later. Go bye. I go, you will? You must be a very wealthy lady. Bye.
Wow.
Maybe she's going to buy a car from Dick Eldorado. He sells them.
Maybe that's where she got the idea.
Joe just lit up. He's like, I'm back, baby. Here's the end. I'm back.
She asked again, wait a minute. So she's looking... buying a car from me. She's going to give it to Devin. Wait a minute.
So you're looking for a car?
Yeah.
I happen to know a man and a cat.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.